blown away. I've had to calm myself down from the anger I was momentarily feeling, then the intense depression. I know you probably didn't necessarily have that. It was passing, and then I was deeply, deeply moved. Tell me who you are and why we are here.
My name is Shalene Huda, and I played Dal in the play Benna, being held in the Black Country in Wednesbury.
I've never experienced such an intense piece of theatre. I don't know if it's because of the proximity, the fact that everything is happening a breath away from me without giving anything away. Really interesting discussion, conversation, family stuff we don't necessarily need to know, but we get to find out. Violence. So much I wasn't expecting. And I really felt like I should have just got involved and stopped some of the stuff that was going on. Is this normal for you?
What a question. No, my family's not very much like this, luckily. But in a lot of ways it is. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's about a Punjabi family, but it has nothing to do with being Punjabi. Families all function in sometimes the most insane ways. But, you know, you have these links with your sisters especially, which makes this premise such a great story. Because there's so much intensity always there. And when you have siblings, you know what things to say just to hurt them the most. And it's always right off, you know, right up there with energy and anger and happiness and all that. And so I think, you know, it's exciting. It's a great premise. You're in a kitchen. You are very close to us. But this happens in households, you know, all of it or some of it, at least everyone can identify with something.
I'm still calming down. Excuse me while my mind kicks into gear. Without giving away too much of the story, the mechanics of what was going on, there was some amazing interplay with radio, with the baby monitor, yeah, and all kinds of weird stuff, which I hadn't necessarily seen before, but was done really well. Is this more complicated, the choreographing of integrating technology into the show as learning your lines?
Oh gosh, learning lines is just learning lines, I think. You know, I think that's 10% of what actors do. I think there's much more to it. So that, to me, done. Lucky for me, this is my second time, so I feel like my answer is going to be very different from the first time I performed this piece, because I think the technology at the beginning probably was kind of over the top. But we have an amazing stage manager, Jessica Thanke, and she is on top of it. The baby monitors are really cool because there's two babies in this story. Dal has twin girls, and every actor or any audience member knows how distracting a fake baby is on a stage. And so why would you want two of them? So one is always off stage at the other end of the baby monitor, and that's the best way to handle her. But yeah, there's lots of stuff. And being in an actual kitchen, there's lots of business. There's lot, you know, it's all real glasses. It's real water running from that tap. It's real milk from the fridge. It's real tea that Simi's making. And so, you know, it's all right there, but all so much more exciting that way.
Yeah, totally. And to see, I mean, initially I thought we'd come here because of all the Arts Council, all the cuts that are happening. And I thought, oh, maybe it can't be done in a theatre. And now I'm thinking, this can't be done in a theatre. It has to be done in this space. You have to have this intimacy.
You know, it's funny because Black Country Touring and Cali Theatre and Birmingham Rep, they're all doing this in the public. They've all got their funding, so don't worry. It's not because of that. But, you know, it can be done in a theatre, but not like this, not the amazing, amazing interaction and experience that you get like this. I think a lot of us actors, you know, we're kind of hoping we could maybe create a kitchen in the theater and get more audience members in because we want to, you know, we want it to be seen. We want it to be appreciated for the amazing piece of writing that Sonia Lacari has done in this, you know. It's stunning. But at the end of the day, you will not have the same experience as you do sitting in an actual kitchen and just forgetting that you're an audience. But one of the lovely ladies today came up to me and just said, I had to remind myself I was watching theatre. And, you know, what better compliment can you get than that?
Totally. Yet you are in yourself whilst you're performing this, without knowing, probably going to be performing on multiple levels, because as this kitchen environment is very reminiscent of the soap operas we watch on television, this show's also going to be live streamed. So it will have that soap effect almost. Maybe how, I don't know how it's going to be done, but maybe even a CCTV kind of feel that you are looking in on the family. How does that feel that this is going to be going out?
Oh, it's, you know, that's a really tough question, because Theatre is my passion. I'm not a television film girl as much as maybe I should be. I love doing live theatre. And some parts of me feel like it's weird that we're, you know, recording it because it's a different medium. But at the end of the day, once again, because we're in a real kitchen, I think that it allows for it. I think that there's, you know, this exciting possibility of this whole yet again new stream of theater we're creating by doing that. And I feel like it could be wonderful. It could be beautiful. It won't be like a soap and it won't be like being in the theater. It'll be its whole own thing.
And because this is so select and so niche in a way, there are only so many people that are ever going to see this.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now. I know you're going to London and so on and so forth, but for me, I think this is unique because of the household we are in, for example, and the energy that contains. I think that allowing people to get a glimpse may well be the carrot on a stick that makes them think, oh, I've got to see this for real.
Yeah, well, it is kind of upsetting that not too many people can come and see it, but that's what kind of makes it more exciting at the end of the day. And we're selling out, and London's been on sale for less than 24 hours, and the sales have gone through the roof already because we have such limited seating. So it is nice, but, you know, I'm Canadian. My parents live in Canada. They can't make it for the show. So how exciting is that they can watch it, you know, and you have friends all around the world experiencing this. And I love that it's only available for 24 hours because at the end of the day, it is theater. It shouldn't be accessible all the time. It has to be something special, something exciting, something you go to, plan for, and experience.
Well, I want to say the experience has been incredible. Thank you so much. Now, let me quickly plug your Twitter name because you're a noob, aren't you? 1 week?
1 week on Twitter. I'm just trying to find my feet. Yeah.
You're doing it, though. You're hashtagging and you're working it.
Yeah, it's all fun. It's all a lot of fun. I'm getting a bit obsessed too quickly, I think.
So spell out your Twitter name.
It's Shudda, Shudda, which is for Shalene Huda.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.